It is Tuesday, October 17th. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. Mostly clear skies tonight. It's going to be a chilly one, though, with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow will be beautiful. Lots of sunshine, a great day to spend some time outside, a high of 73 degrees. Let's get to your headlines. More voting rights groups are suing North Carolina officials over the state's new voting laws. The latest lawsuit is filed by three organizations, including the League of Women Voters of North Carolina. They argue the changes in the state's same-day registration law discriminate against young people. Lawmakers in favor of this new elections law have said the new law is meant to boost confidence in elections. A Wilson County mother and her boyfriend have been charged in their five-month-old child's death. Arrest warrants accuse Alyssa Kucharski of suffocating the baby last month. Her boyfriend is accused of helping conceal the baby's death. Kucharski declined to comment to WRAL News. New cases of monkeypox were reported in North Carolina, and state health officials are encouraging people at high risk for mpox to get vaccinated. According to the state DHHS, two cases of mpox were reported in September and October, and mpox virus was detected in 1 out of 12 wastewater monitoring sites. And WRAL News spoke with the man arrested and charged for speeding along a Durham parade route over the weekend. Jerry Brooks was arrested and charged over the incident, which took place during the Hillside Homecoming Parade, endangering a dance group. Brooks told WRAL News he was just trying to make it home and did not want to say any more. For more on these stories and other news of the day, head on over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe. Have a great evening.